It's yours.
Today, the 19th or the 20th. Today's the 20th, right?
Yes, today's the 20th. Tomorrow's rapture, Dougie.
Yeah, it'll be all over.
Uh-oh.
Let's enjoy the day while we can. 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's amazing, in the last 48 hours, how the media has zoomed in on the mystery of the mistress and how this thing has grabbed a hold of, whether it's the imagination, the focus. Everybody is on to this, to the point where our poll at DougSteffen.com today asks you what effect the Arnold affair will have on his career. A, it won't have any. We've all known what he is, and we still will go to his movies. B, it will for a while, but people are going to forget. C, he's finished. D, if he isn't finished, Marie ought to get a lawyer and finish him off.
I think she already did get the lawyer.
She has the lawyer.
There you go. My
prediction is they will not get divorced. I do not think they will get divorced. Yesterday, Arnold announced that he was going to put all of his, he has three different movies and television programs in production. He's put everything on hold because he pretty much runs the company that he has producing things. He's always been at the helm. He's been a pretty good businessman, among other things, over the years. So all of his public life he wants to put on hold because he wants to deal with this. How do you deal with it? 800-510-8255. And so the business of this woman and all of the various things, the sperminator now, that's the new terminology being used for him. Is this all appropriate? 800-510-825. What do you think of, if you're a fan of Arnold Schwarzenegger, I want to know the difference. I guess I'd really like to hear from some women who are fans of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mostly he's thought of as being, at first he was a B-level actor, but then he quickly became an A-level draw because he could open a movie.
You know what it was for women? I think True Lies is what made him a star for women.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So does it hold up? Anytime you see Arnold now, are you going to think about that little 10-year-old kid?
You know what I think of?
Oh, yeah.
Brass cojones. And I'll tell you why. I mean, as a California person, we recalled our governor, Gray Davis, and a big part of that was because Arnold said that he would run and that he wanted to fix the state of California. And he had all of these secrets in his closet. I can't believe, I mean, I guess it's great that no one found out for all this time, but I can't believe he ran and actually booted someone else out of office to do it when he had all of this going on at home.
It wasn't his idea to have a recall of Gray
Davis.
Part
of the reason people were so supportive of the recall is because we all wanted to vote Arnold in.
Well, under the circumstances, although his detractors will say they were, the state of California was $30 billion in debt before he came in, and now it's $90 billion in debt. Is that his fault? I don't see that it's his fault at all, frankly.
No, because he couldn't do anything.
Right. The process is the people in the legislature, people who run the state, are stupid. Beyond that, incompetent. Beyond that, just unworthy, frankly. The state of California is so stuck, steeped in its deals with various unions, and I mean, the best example of that is what Jerry Brown did this week. You pointed it out very well the other day. Somehow they found $6 billion of surplus, so they send $3 billion of it to help improve the schools. That's a code for, let's pay the teachers more money because they help get me elected.
Right. That's all and that none is. Of that money will actually hit the teachers. It goes on to all the top.
No, I don't think that's true. I think some of it will.
Oh, trust me. It doesn't trickle down very far.
Yeah. Why would I trust you with something like that?
Because I live here, buddy.
Really? You have your mother's cynical point of view because she's a teacher and she doesn't think you're going to get much of it?
They've frozen her salary and they've done furlough days.
Well, they didn't freeze her salary. They froze everybody's salary.
Everyone's salary,
right.
Correct.
Yeah, it wasn't like, all right, there's Jennifer's mother over there. Freeze her salary.
No,
she gets no more.
I also know a lot of my friends who are trying to become teachers got pink slipped and had to change careers in general. So,
well, but that's the state of reality, and it's the state of things that we have allowed to have happen. This is your fault, Jennifer. This is my fault. This is everybody's fault. This is not the fault of politicians. This is our fault for letting these people pull this stuff off, continuing to hoodwink the public, and the public is so dull because of the amount of time they spend watching television. Maybe it's the whole cabal. Maybe it's the usage of this flat screen and how much we need to be entertained all the time, and we forget about what realities are. The realities are there are a lot of crooked people who are doing crooked things, taking advantage of situations and opportunities. Again, back to even the things like Wikipedia. The fact that all that information got out, first of all, the fact that it was classified is a horrendous offense to the public. And then when it got out to tell the public that it was wrong to expose the public to the public's business is another. It's like the bin Laden thing. Nobody wants to talk about bin Laden. Nobody in the government wants to, well, we've got too many inside bits and pieces of information. Why don't you want people to know? Why? What do you think? The people in Pakistan don't know what went on? What are you keeping it a secret for?
What do you think they're doing it for?
What, keeping it a secret?
Uh-huh.
I think it's because they can. Because they like power and control. We're going to not let that out. It's like the picture. What are we all, children? I don't want to see the pictures. But the pictures ought to be public. The work was done on our dime. The taxpayer paid for that. The taxpayer ought to be able to see it if the taxpayer wants to see it. Who are you to tell us that we can't see the pictures? Huh? Any more than who are you to tell Egypt they don't have to pay back the money that we spent trying to straighten out the problems that they have over there? Who is he? How does he get away with that? How does any president get away with that stuff? Because we let him. That's why. Anyway.
Yeah, I guess I just have a different perspective about the pictures because I don't know if it does any good for us.
But that's not your decision, Jennifer. It's not up to you to decide
that.
But
I get an opinion like you do.
You have an opinion, and you're welcome to it, and I think that you ought to state it. That's what America's all about.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean that that's the right thing any more than what I say is the right thing. It's what we feel.
Right.
But I think if we're paying for this stuff, then we ought to have full disclosure. Everything ought to be open and to the public. I just think everything, the less stuff hidden behind closed doors, the more trust we'll have in government. Right now, our trust level is about 10%. So it gets worse the more stuff they hide. That's the way I look at it. I want a transparent government. I want to know what I'm paying for. And I think that's my right. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Mike is in someplace in Maryland. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Well, and you?
I'm Janet Crosser from Solomons in California, Maryland. But a couple of quick thoughts, and I'll shut up. First off, Schwarzenegger is a serial slanderer, just like most of the celebrities in Hollywood are.
He's a serial, what did you say, a serial slanderer?
Slanderer.
Philanderer.
Yes.
Philanderer, okay, yes he is.
Oh,
yes.
Philanderer, okay.
Yep.
And what's more is, what kind of Kennedy would be Shriver if she left him anyway?
What kind of, say that again? We've got a bad connection.
Kennedy.
Yeah?
What sort of Kennedy could Maria Shriver be for leaving Schwarzenegger? And that's a family of slanderers there.
Well, but she's not, I think that's a little off the mark. I don't think that she's ought to be tainted because the men, her cousins, were philanderers. That doesn't mean, I think she's a stand-up sort. I think there's something about her. I mean, I was troubled a year or so ago. She looked like she was very, very thin to the point of being emaciated, and it was almost like she was sick because she used to work out with Arnold, and she was pretty buff for 14, 15 years, and then she just seemed to stop. And then you wonder if there was something going on with her then. You always, you can speculate about these things. You never know. Who knows? But the the fact that she actually, I thought the other night, the pictures I saw, I haven't seen the Oprah show yet because I don't think it airs till next week. Mm-hmm. But I thought the pictures were pretty, she looked pretty good, didn't you, Jennifer?
Yeah, I think she looks okay. It looks like she has a load off of her mind. Her face doesn't look so heavy.
Looks a lot better than Patty does. Some of the cruel things, though, that people are saying about this woman who is the mistress, the house, she's got a heck of a Hispanic body. That's what she has. And her face is not that attractive.
Right.
Anyway, I looked at the headline last night. Maria Shriver hires top divorce lawyer. I don't know. You know what? There's something about this that I kind of don't want to get into, but it's hard not to because it's something that everybody's talking about. But I don't know. I think everything's been said that can be said about the situation. Maybe we can learn lessons from it. Maybe that's what we ought to be talking about to a certain extent. We'll try that on for size in a few minutes. 17 after the hour on Good Day.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
Pandro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Andro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Andro Kills Ants products at Andro.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet, coming through.
This week, get Bumblebee Solid White Tuna for 77 cents and L'Oreal Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Interesting, we had two of these scandals. The IMF guy got put on the back burner. If he hadn't encountered the Arnold thing this week, or that story hadn't encountered the Arnold thing, there would have been pictures of that guy with his bare butt chasing that woman up and down the hallway in the hotel.
Nice.
And well, they have him on the camera. They have the hotel surveillance camera. They got pictures of this guy, butt naked, chasing them. It's not funny, but it is funny, sort of. Yeah, but those things, will, maybe TMZ will get them. 21 after on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Warning, do not try this at home.
I found something that I found intriguing that I wanted to send to some of my colleagues.
Okay, well, the process is you're going to left click on the text and then drag the mouse down with the blue space.
Right.
Now you can click edit. Underneath edit is the word copy.
Yeah, okay,
you've now taken what's in blue, okay? Click new email. And
where?
In the body of the
click
email.
New email where? I go back to Outlook.
Right.
in the space where I would normally type
your text.
I'm right. It says write message. Yeah, okay. All right, I'm going to...
Right-click.
It says toolbar...
No, you're not in the white space. Mm. Click in that space where you would type. Do you see the word paste?
No.
All right.
See, this is where I always end up, John.
No Doug. iPhone for you.
Come join us. Doug Steffens, good day.
Today's video of the day at DougSteffens.com, sent to us by Janet in Huntington, West Virginia. The video is a 5-year-old girl who's singing the national anthem. Listen to this. Watch it, too, at DougSteffens.com. 5 years old, this girl.
What a cool voice.
Let's see what she does with Banner.
You're not going to boo a 5-year-old, I hope.
Yes, he will.
And by thorns to the perilous light, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocky breastplate.
5 years old. So do we know what the occasion of this and what this girl's name is? I know the person who sent it to us, one of our listeners in Huntington, West Virginia, but I don't know who, if Janet, if you're listening, will you call 800-510-8255 and give us a little more information about that girl?
Yeah, that was awesome.
And the circumstances, that was really superb. Very nicely done. Thank you for sending it to us so we can share it with everybody at DougStefan.com. 26 past the hour, we're talking about Arnold, Maria, the maid, as the details sort of eek and leak. Susan's in Nashville listening to Good Day. Hi, Susan.
Good morning. Did I hear you say that little girl was 5 years old?
5 years old, yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Chills coming. But anyway, you know, you were talking about Maria not looking too good for a while.
Yeah.
You know, and I got to thinking maybe it's because she knew about this all along, and it's finally out in the open, and she's relieved.
See, don't you? I kind of get that feeling too. Like maybe she didn't know for sure, but she had suspicions.
Right. And also,
kind of hard. We have good intuition as women.
And also, she can't call him a deadbeat dad.
No, taking care. So, what would you? Have you had any infidelity in your life, Susan?
No, sir. Not as far as I know, I have not.
No. All right. So, as far as you know, everything has been A-okay with you one way or another. Under the circumstances, what do you think Maria ought to do?
Well, number one, she ought to love the child because he's the one that's going to suffer more so.
Yeah.
And, she ought to try to come together with the child and, you know, try to make
what
something
about
of that.
The,
because,
what about the mother, this woman that mothered the child?
Well, you know, it's always better to get along than it is to fight. So.
Yeah, that's for sure. Those are the words of wisdom. It's better to get along than it is to fight. We could learn a whole lot from that, Susan, and apply it to pretty much everything in life. Maybe those are the words of wisdom to leave you with this half hour. Anyway, it's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root, but unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico's help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's
33 and change after the hour. How are you doing today? It's Friday, the 20th of May, 2011. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. Rich is in, where is he? On the beach.
Beach.
Right?
Yeah.
Literally on the beach.
He's beaching it up.
In the fog and the rain. Every year, I think this is the weekend he goes. He's very traditional about what he pretty much does the same thing every year. He goes to the same places, does the same things. He likes it. I never would want to. Well, that's not true. I've found that places I enjoy, like Hawaii and England, I would go back to them over and over and over again. It depends on what you enjoy. Hopefully, the price of gasoline has gone down in my area 4 or 5 cents this past week. Before that, down to, it was the highest, it was about $3.99. It's down to $3.91. How's it doing in California, Jen Jen?
It went down 2 cents. You caught me mid-glass of water. It went down about 2 cents. I think we're at about 4.13, 4.15, something like that.
Yeah, okay. We've been talking about a couple of things. The Arnold Schwarzenegger thing, which will be a major topic of conversation for a while, I'm thinking, and all of the things that go with it. Also, this this young lady that we've come across, if you didn't hear our playing from the video of the day today at DougSteffen.com, a 5-year-old girl singing the national anthem. I was thinking about other, if I use that word a lot today, I have, haven't I? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking.
Thinking.
Well, yes, thinking. There is another example of how, there's a dramatic example this week, of how wonderfully well some young people can do and deal. And I use the example of Ty Hobson Powell, who made history this past week. He walked across the stage as the youngest person ever to graduate from the University of Baltimore, 15 years old. Imagine that. At 15, he's completed college.
That's 15 pretty amazing.
Years old.
That's Doogie Howser status right there.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. He did 27 credits in one single semester. Most of the time you do 15, right?
Yeah, 12 or
to
12.
15, yeah. 12 to 15.
Is a lot.
Did 27 credits in a single semester. He's going to law school and possibly to medical school after that.
Oh, what a show off.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, there is a stereotype that sort of hangs on the socially challenged brainiacs, you know, young kids who they have no ability to deal with anything other than their brains. But this guy is on Twitter all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He plays basketball, and his mentor is a teacher, says this kid is Twittering and playing too much to get a perfect 4.0. This, by the way, his father is a prof at Howard University Medical School. Has four sons and daughters. This guy has three siblings.
How do the other ones do? Are they
average?
Seeing that would be really hard.
Average. When I say average, they're not superstars. They're good students and good kids.
Mm-hmm.
How do you make friends? That'd be my question.
How do you make friends? The thing. How do you?
You're graduating from college. Graduation is usually what? You're 21 or 22.
Right. You've done sorority life or fraternity life. Yeah. That's a tough one.
Yeah, it is a tough one.
To see how he'll figure things out in his adult life will be interesting.
Yeah. Well, my thinking, once you get into in your 20s, you sort of matriculate into whatever it is that you'll be okay then. I just think that it's very cool. 15-year-old
mm-hmm.
kid graduating. And sometimes I think that we're pushed or pushing too much. But in circumstances like that, it doesn't look to me like, it just looks like, okay, I can do this. What else can I? And you're curious.
It depends on the environment. I mean, we all know parents that push,
yep.
push their kids.
We do.
But at the same time, if your child is smart and overachieving and bored, you're doing them a disservice if you don't kind of move them ahead
right.
to where they need to be.
Push your child him on to school. Merrily, 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 merrily. Don't let him sit on a stool.
Or you're a fool.
800-510-8255. We're both a little spicy and dicey today, I think, Jennifer.
It's Friday. We haven't had a lot of sleep. It's fine.
Margaret in Arizona, welcome to Good Day.
Thank you. You're in good voice this morning.
Thank you.
Listen, with regard to Schwarzenegger,
I
want to go back and say one other thing. Isn't it amazing how much good there is in the world and how much bad there is in the world? It is just mind-boggling.
The problem is we spend too much time focused on the bad mm-hmm. and not enough time focused on the good.
That's why I like your program, because I hear good most of the time. Anyway,
we are good most of the time.
None of us are perfect. You know that, right?
Well, I know that, yeah. Listen, I have a thought that just keeps coming back to me. Everybody's down on this other woman right now, and horrible things are being said about her. But you know, when this happened, yes, she was in her 30s, but she's a Guatemalan immigrant and working in a low-paying, low-esteem position in his home. She's a little bitty gal. He's a great big guy. You know, if this happened in the workplace, this would be sexual harassment or sexual abuse, and he'd be arrested.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. I hadn't thought about it that way.
I know. That is an interesting perspective.
Yeah.
And, you know, I actually was talking with someone yesterday, and you guys tell me what you think about this one. Someone was upset with TMZ and thinks that the reporter from TMZ that found out about this, that told Arnold, hey, if you don't say something, I will, should actually be in trouble for blackmail for ruining all of these lives. Because that's why Arnold brought the story up at all, was because someone from TMZ knew about it, and so he wanted to tell everybody first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it from TMZ? They were talking about it last night and saying it was from the Los Angeles Times.
No, the Times got it from TMZ.
Okay. Oh, they did.
The Times got the information from TMZ.
Well, I think she's right that there should be. This is a horrible, horrible thing to do to those kids. No. Just absolutely horrid. But very seriously, it isn't too much different than the guy in New York that is
right.
in trouble.
That's right. The IMF chief, International
right.
Monetary
right.
Fund. He's butt naked, running up and down the hall like some child chasing a maid in the hotel.
Right.
It just makes me wonder where men think they can get away with this kind of behavior. And I'm not saying that women don't do horrible things, but you don't hear the stories about women running up and down
okay.
the hall.
But what there is, and maybe this sells and maybe it doesn't, both these men we're talking about, European.
Mm,
there's
that's
a different feel about this in Europe than there is in America. A much different feel about this sort of thing. Not that you dismiss all of these Republicans, because most part the politicians that get into trouble sexually are Republicans. And people, what about John Edwards? Yeah, John Edwards. But you can name John Edwards and Bill Clinton. Who else do you know who's a Democrat?
Al Gore had his scandal, didn't he?
No.
With what the massage therapist?
Gore had a massage therapist?
Yeah, wasn't there a massage therapist that said he was making advances on the table?
Yeah, but they never went anywhere. Where'd it go?
Oh, I don't know. That sticks in my brain.
People will people come up with that stuff, whether it's true or it isn't. Are they capable of it? Sure. But, all right, Margaret, thank you. 800-510-8255. For Margaret, I offer the following good news. Good news this week. Mm-hmm. The number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits fell more than expected. I guess that offers some hope that the labor market is recovering. The number of people filing, well, we had 59,000 people applying, 900,000 people applying for jobs at McDonald's and 59,000 got them. But 409,000 fewer people applied or used jobless money.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. So I told you it was good news. Now, we found this young lady, and it seems that she's no stranger to performing. The young lady that we heard is not a 5-year-old girl. It turns out she's 7 years old. She's a gospel singer named Rema, R-H-E-M-A. Rema, Marianne, I'm sorry, Rema Marvan, I think. Is that it, Michael? Looks like Marvan. Rema Marvan, she is, I don't know what to make of her. I'm not sure. I don't want to sound like an ignoramus, so I'm going to. She looks like she's growing up. This is a contrast. My initial feeling when you go, we'll put this info up at DougStephan.com. My feeling about the 15-year-old who graduated from college versus this girl at 7. She reminds me very much of what's her face?
JonBenet
Ramsey. Yep. And she's singing Christian music, and the all of the stuff around her is all about Jesus. And to me, it looks like a young girl being peddled around. The first line in the description, Rema sings to glorify God. 7-year-old, what does a 7-year-old know? I mean, a 7-year-old can have a concept of God, maybe a little religion. Book me. If you're interested in booking Rema for a live event, I mean, this is...
Wow.
I'm looking at this and not liking it.
Huh.
I like her singing. I like the national anthem, but I'm not liking what I sense is going on here. Way too much. Way, 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 way.
Stage parenting?
Way, 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 way too much. Yep, not liking it at all. Okay, so where are we here? It's 15 before the hour. I want to tell you more about an anti-aging cream that I discovered a couple of years ago called Tautinol.
That's cool, because I'm anti-aging, Doug.
Good for you. Me too, I'm anti-aging. Tautinol reduces the appearance of fine lines. Tautinol keeps your skin moisturized. Tautinol helps support collagen production. Tautinol is the perfect cream for you. Has three powerful ingredients, three fighting ingredients. They get rid of the unwanted signs of aging, caused by oxidation. You know how I've talked about Tylenol, you put it on your skin. I use it as an aftershave before you go outside in the daytime, protects you from the sun, the wind, all the things that cause wrinkles. One of Tylenol's main ingredients is ester C, has antioxidants that combat wrinkles from forming, helps diminish the fine lines and wrinkles that you already have. Tylenol has hyaluronic acid, which helps moisturize and smooth your skin, and Matrixyl 3000, which helps support collagen production. It tightens your skin, protects your skin from the elements. This is a wonderful cream. I'm so convinced you're going to love this product that I have arranged for you to try Tylenol free. Actually, you buy two and you get one free. Ask about the free gift that comes with it when you call 800-607-7078. That's 800-607-7078. Tylenol. Get a free bottle of Tylenol. When you get two, you get the third one free. Call now. Buy two, get one free. Tylenol. And there's a free gift as well. Anti-aging cream. Jennifer loves it. You'll love it. 800-607-7078.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begon Max. It kills weeds down to the root, but unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begon Max and defend what's yours.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begon Max. It kills weeds down to the root, but unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begon Max and defend what's yours.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
All right, insurance for your health. Dr. Ken and his knowledge. He's here with his daily dose of important medical information. You can get these all downloaded, by the way, in the listen box. This sort of thing is in the listen box, right, Richie?
It is in the listen box. Yes, yeah. You can go there.
Okay. All right. So, what's the news on coffee, Ken?
Big news on coffee. This is out of your backyard. The Harvard School of Public Health is that coffee cuts the risks of the most lethal prostate cancer. And it doesn't seem to be a caffeine effect. This isn't caffeinated or non-caffeinated. It seems to be coffee's antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effect, Doug.
All right, so is this, in the I'm not trying to be provocative here. What happens if you have coffee enemas?
I don't think this is the study they did.
And you definitely don't want to do that hot.
No.
Jennifer,
can you do a latte enema?
Can you do a milk and sugar, please?
And cappuccino.
A little cinnamon on top.
All right, all right, calm down. All right.
I don't think that's a true option.
No. All right, obesity raises the risk of prostate cancer, so I can see this now. If they're obese, they're going to start drinking coffee so they can counter them just being fat, because fat is what causes cancers, right?
Absolutely. The American Urological Association this week, obesity does it raise the risk of prostate cancer, Greg.
Yeah. All right, so there's if you're obese, lose the weight, but on your way down, have a lot of coffee, and it might help you out a little bit. It's now 50 after the hour. Time to be pain-free. Go to drkenshow.com for your free sample of Salon Pause. Lots of people every day, Ken, aches and pains. They're checking it out, and they're trying it, and they like it, right?
Wonderful. It works. It's effective.
Well, thanks very much for that report.
What he said.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it was 51 after I did that.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
We'll find our... We didn't do a very good job of finding our technology tailor yesterday, but I promise we'll find him today as we try to make your life better from end to end. Ken is in Minnesota. We're talking off and on about the Arnold situation. So what have you got on your mind regarding this, Ken? Hi.
Well, actually, could I shift... I want to talk about that. Could I talk about the girl that was singing? She was singing the Star Spangled Banner, right?
Right.
I was confused because at first it sounded like you were really praising her and saying how wonderful...
I praised her on the lack of knowledge as to what, where she comes from and what she's doing and looking into... I'd never heard of her before, never heard her voice, so we did a little quick research and found out what she was doing, and I think that she is... I think her parents, and I think it's shameful, frankly. When I look at what is going on with her, I think it's shameful. What the parents are doing to this kid.
Because when you first you were praising her so wonderful, and then when you saw that she was singing Christian songs.
No, that's not it at all. No, has nothing to do with Christian. I would say the same thing.
This girl has a wonderful voice. There's no arguing with that. I think what Doug is saying is
she's
there's a whole website
being
to get her out there.
By her parents. That's what I object to. I don't care what kind of music she's singing. But now that you've asked me, now that you've suggested that, I guess there is even more reason for me to be concerned, because what kind of Christian would pimp out their children like this?
What do you mean, pimp?
Pimp. Look at the website, sir, and look at the way this girl is presented, and call me back and tell me you don't think that she's being pimped out. She's being used, and I think it's horrible, frankly, horrible. Yes, she has a beautiful voice. Jennifer and I agree. She has a bright future. Maybe in 10 years she can go appear on American Idol or something. But to be dressed up the way she is, to be presented the way she is, in my opinion, is shameful, especially using it as a tool to sell Christian music. I think it's outrageous. So, there, you've asked, and I answered. Thank you for asking me. 800-510-8255. Can you guess the main reason why Microsoft paid $8.5 billion for Skype? Microsoft paid $8.5 billion
because they think they're going to make money with it?
Well, golly gee, Jennifer, let's find out. Alex Goldfain, the technology tailor, is next to explain on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the Internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Some technology bits for your Friday. The One Laptop Per Child project is working with chipmaker Marvell to create tablet computers complete with high-definition displays for as little as $75. The first version is expected in January. Now, I appreciate the work this organization does, but tablets this cheap, with lesser functionality certainly, are currently available at your local drugstore. Sony has started the relaunch of its PlayStation Network after the massive breach, which put more than 70 million users' information into the hands of hackers. And, as you've probably heard by now, Microsoft acquired online communications company Skype for $8.5 billion last week, mostly probably for its 170 million passionate users. CNET Ventures that Microsoft needed to take a bold step to put it on more level footing with Apple and Google, which are far ahead of Microsoft on internet technology. I'm Alex Goldfain.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
All right, so I'm looking at this. This is going to become a thing for me. I can tell by looking at this.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Rima Marvan. She is a 7-year-old gospel singer. Now, people are going to take shots at me, and you can take all the shots you want to, that I don't like her because she's singing gospel music. I love gospel music. Anybody who knows me knows that I love gospel
music.
Yeah,
what's your favorite song? That you make us listen to all the different versions of?
I don't make you. I don't.
Yes,
let there
you
be
do.
Peace. Let there be peace on earth.
Yes, yeah. There you go.
I'd love to hear her sing this.
Some her of mother, your best friends are Christian songs.
Apparently, her mother passed away a couple of years ago, which bothers me even more, because it looks to me like the father is the one who's responsible for this. Who's protecting this girl? Take a look at the website. I mean, all they care about is us talking about it. That's what we're doing, so.